This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Austria's conservative chancellor, Sebastian Kurz, resigned on Saturday to end a government crisis, Reuters' Freddie Joyner reports.
Austria's conservative chancellor, Sebastian Kurz, announced he was resigning Saturday after his coalition partner said he was unfit for office because he has been placed under investigation on suspicion of corruption.
You have all over the last couple of days followed that there are criminal accusations against me. Those accusations stem back to the year 2016. They are not true, and I will be able to clear things up if I am very much certain.
The move by Kurz, who denies wrongdoing, satisfied the demand by his junior coalition partner, the Greens, that he go, even though he plans to stay on as his party's leader and become its top lawmaker in parliament. Prosecutors said on Wednesday they had placed Kurz and nine others under investigation on suspicion of breach of trust, corruption, and bribery with various levels of involvement.
That's Reuters' Freddie Joyner. Czech Prime Minister Andrej Babiš said on Saturday he would lead talks on the next government if the country's president asked him to do so, following a defeat in the parliamentary election. With all the votes counted, the Czech Statistics Office said together a liberal-conservative three-party coalition captured 27.8% of the vote, beating Babiš's ANO party, which won 27.1%. In a second blow to the populists, another center-left coalition of the Pirate Party and STAN, a group of mayors, received 15.6% of the vote to finish third. The two-day election to fill 200 seats in the lower house also, the Czech Republic's parliament took place shortly after the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists reported details of Babiš's overseas financial